Thanks for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast powered by Ashley Home Store, where you can spring into style and get up to 20% off store-wide, plus pay no interest for up to 36 months. Or you can enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. Fresh new looks at amazing prices store-wide. Ashley Home Store. This is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Get up! Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
All right, the After Show podcast is on. It's the 18th day of June. Welcome to Monday. It's kind of a crazy weekend. David and I spent some time in Little Rock together for a little bit of it.
Yeah. I listened to y'all a little bit when I was able to, like getting ready early in the morning.
Yeah, we noticed you were texting.
Yeah.
How about, okay, Thursday, you're headed down to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to us. It's David and I without you in here.
It is so weird to be in the like I was in the truck and we had it on the station and to hear you guys, like I can see your faces. I know what y'all are, your expressions and everything, and I can see
That's
y'all.
Funny.
And it
But
just,
you're not here.
It's weird.
It's really weird to not be in the room,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of weird for us to know you're listening to us, yet you're not in the room.
Yeah.
And we kept saying we were having the greatest show ever.
Yes, I know.
This might be our best show we've ever done.
Yeah, yeah. She was
What's
asking
different?
Me how the show was going, and I was like, it's the greatest one we've ever done.
That's funny.
So then Friday morning, we wake up. I leave at 2:01, or actually, I wake up at 2:01 and drive to Little Rock starting at about 3. So driving in the dark for me is an issue. I didn't realize I had as much.
But I hate it.
I was so lost as far as like the landmarks. Like I'm used to seeing landmarks in the daytime. So driving down Southwest Drive, I'm like, where am I? What part of the... And then I'm thinking, am I tired? Why can't I see things?
Yeah.
The road has changed. You get there different now. So I was worried about that I'd gone the wrong way. I was going to be late.
Can you see far away? Do you struggle with that?
Yeah.
I can see all of it. I just hate glare from headlights at night. I hate glare.
Well, and all you're seeing is dark, essentially, except for that little spot that, especially going like through Cache and stuff like that. There's not a ton of highway lights.
No, there's really not. And once you hit the highway, it's like a lot of just fields.
It's like your spatial awareness is off because you're like you said, you're looking for those landmarks and you're like,
It's weird. And then I had to stop. I forgot that I didn't have a full tank of gas. And the reason I didn't have a full tank of gas is because I'd gone to the store, but I went out of order. So what I mean by that is I should have got gas and then gone to the store to get the ice cream for my wife. Mm-hmm. The problem was I had the ice cream and I couldn't stop and get gas because it would melt.
Is she pregnant?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
Think so.
I know she's not. But anyway, so like I had to stop in the middle of the morning. What time was I getting gas? About 4
or 5? I think you text me right around 4:45 or something like that because I was just about to leave. I just got some coffee and I was down in that. And then I think you text me.
So yeah, I'm at the gas station pumping gas. And I have this weird thing with the dark where I don't know, like I could be at that same gas station in the middle of the day and not be nervous. But something about being there at dark when other cars pull up and I can't really tell who's in them, it kind of creeps me out.
Well, speaking of being in the dark by yourself, at Miss Arkansas, I thought I was about to get arrested. Because I showed up a couple of minutes before you did.
Yeah.
And I was a little bit nervous. You know, I wasn't sure where to park. I got lost at first, so I thought I was running late. And I pull up right around 5:30, I think, or 5:25, something like that. And I find my parking spot, and I do all the stuff in the garage and all that. And then I have this big... But I have my backpack on, which holds my computer. I don't even know what y'all are laughing at.
Stop.
Anyway, I have my backpack. I can't even get through the story.
Well, we just know what you do
you
when you
did
get
a lot
places.
Of things in the parking lot.
Okay. That's
in short
just,
order.
That's just weird.
But your hands are full.
And yes, my hands.
You have small hands.
Why do I agree to this?
He said, yep.
Why do I agree to anything?
Keep going.
My hands were full because I was working. You just had to walk in with your coffee.
That's not true. I had a pad.
Yeah, a notepad and a pen. Excuse me. No, but so I had my backpack on, which was holding my computer, and then I had the big equipment
bag. Is it still
bag.
The GoDaddy Bowl backpack?
Yes.
What a
the
redneck.
One that's all ratty. Oh, it's all across the street now, but it's all ratty and has holes in it. This is, no, it was the New Orleans Bowl, so this is still like 2 or 3 years old. But hey, I'm getting my money's worth out
sure.
of it.
Yeah.
I don't care. Anyway, so I have this massive black suitcase, right, that holds all of our equipment. And so here I am walking around by myself at 5:30 in the morning outside of the hotel of Miss Arkansas.
With a really shady-looking suitcase.
Oh, it's shady.
And it's pitch black outside.
Is it the one with
outside.
Holes in it?
Yeah, it has holes in it. And it's massive, and it's heavy.
I'm about to bring mine up here just so we can have a different...
You don't need your suitcase.
It would be better.
Anyway.
It did look like... I could see if people were walking by and he's just standing there, because David was standing there like... And he doesn't really go out of his way to talk to people, so he was really just kind of standing and looking around.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like that. That's weird.
That's what you were doing.
But I was texting you like, hey, bro, where are you? What's going on? Are you lost?
I wasn't lost. Well, I kind of got lost. I didn't know what the hell I was doing on those downtown streets. Because, like, I thought
some
there was
a one way, and it's weird.
A lot of them were. And, like, to me, I think there was probably a more direct way to get there than what the GPS was taking me through.
Yeah, there was
it's
a
like,
real...
go down this many roads and turn here and then turn left and then turn right and then...
Well, the way I came, I could have just gone down the Broadway Bridge and been right there, but instead it made me take I-40 and go through the whole downtown area.
I know. Thought,
what the heck is this all about? The next day on Saturday, I knew where to go, but it was like, man, this is a giant mess, and here I am looking like a freaking shady, weird dude outside of Miss Arkansas.
It was weird.
Yeah.
And then you went inside and looked like a shady, weird dude inside Miss Arkansas.
Nothing changed.
We were so happy to be able to, you know, talk to all the different contestants. And, like, people were really cool to us there. We had never done the Miss Arkansas broadcast. They were all excited about having, you know, the big radio station from Jonesboro down there to do the broadcast.
Yeah, so, that's cool.
It was cool. We got to talk to a lot of the people. We had, like, a lot of those teen competitors we hadn't met.
Right.
Like, we had talked to most of the Miss Arkansas people, but not the outstanding teens.
Mm-hmm.
And these are people who are in that system who will then eventually go on and have the chance to be Miss Arkansas.
Right. And then we even got to talk to the winner, the eventual winner, which is really cool, Camille Cathy.
Oh, yeah. She's from Wynn.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And she was very talented, very poised. And, like, you could tell just talking to her, like, this girl has a shot.
Like, wise beyond her years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it seemed like she had already won Miss Arkansas the way she was dealing with us prior to the interview, during the interview, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then she's from your hometown.
Yeah, she's from Wynn, has an amazing family, awesome support system, you know, great friends. She's really involved in the high school and all that kind of stuff. So
yeah, we educated her. I told her one thing, and I think what I'll be to her for the rest of her life will be that guy who told me about the cinnamon fire Jolly Ranchers.
Oh, yeah.
Because she was commenting, oh, who gets cinnamon gum? And it's either me or David. Who do you think got the cinnamon gum?
Not me.
You.
It ain't David.
Oh, this stuff's nasty.
David gets plain wintergreen.
All right.
Experiment.
Jeez. He tried to find unflavored, but he couldn't find
wintergreen.
Unflavored gum. Do you have any of the unflavored?
But she's like, "Who's gum?" I'm like, "Oh, that's mine." She talked about loving cinnamon. I'm like, "Let me tell you what my mom has me addicted to again, and it's the cinnamon fire Jolly Ranchers."
Those make me sweat right underneath my eyeball, like where
really?
Yes, and then right here, any kind of hot fire candy makes me sweat right there.
Have you tried those yet?
No, I'm never gonna try that.
No, they're not really that hot, but they're really really good.
Like the fireballs.
Oh, yeah, those are pretty hot.
Yeah,
they're not that hot.
Mm.
Fireball.
Oh.
What was that?
Let me tell y'all this. So, I got to meet this guy that played an extra on The Walking Dead. He played a zombie,
uh-huh.
And he played it for the future, the upcoming few episodes starting in the fall. And I know some huge news that I cannot divulge on the after show. I know someone that dies.
Are you bragging about it?
Yes. I know someone that dies, and I know who the person is. And I know
what episode. And you believe
the
person?
Yeah, 100%.
Why do you believe the person was
an extra?
And I know
the episode.
But why do you believe this person?
Because he just knew way too many details and showed me pictures.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
What if he was lying the entire time just to impress her?
What if he read spoilers online?
Yeah.
Like, there's probably some...
Like some Reddit line.
Yep.
Something like that.
I got to see him in his makeup chair and how they transformed him. And he got to shake Norman Reedus's hand, who's Daryl.
Mm.
So...
Let me ask you, though.
Mm-hmm.
How'd this get brought up?
We were in this hotel room. It was like a suite, and we were surprising. It was somebody's 40th birthday, and so we had a bunch of people in there, and the lights are off. So we were all kind of talking, waiting on this guy to show up. And he happened to mention it to someone, and I heard him from across the room. I'd never met him in my life. And I was like, whoa, hold up. And so, like, I had to make myself, like, get all the way to the other side of the room so I could talk to him about it. No, he was being kind of loud, though.
What was he saying? I was an extra on The Walking Dead.
No, somebody else that was with him was like, yeah, so-and-so was an extra on The Walking Dead. And when I heard her say that, I was like, whoa, who? And then when he said, oh, yeah, I know who dies. And I'm like, okay, come here. And so he had to sign a full disclosure and everything. And what's funny is he never did give me his name. So, like, I don't know his first or last name.
You can't tell him?
Yeah, so it doesn't matter.
That's truly illegal. I've had to do that at the NDA, the non-disclosure agreement.
Did you have to do those. When did you have to do it for that reality show you were on?
No, not even for that. Really? For Global Force Wrestling. I knew way too much information before it was public. Mm-hmm. And it was just a legal thing where we had to, essentially, it's a threat.
Well, there's already, like, articles about and leaks about some people that may or may not die on this season. And so, but I know how this person dies, and the person that I got to talk to is involved with it.
Remember this day, because if this doesn't end up being the real story,
she told me. I could bet on it. And I was like, no, but if it's already kind of leaked out, he's like, they don't know what episode it is.
Oh, I dude. Like, I can see why they do that, because literally you can bet on that kind of stuff.
Yep.
Well, so that guy can go bet and become a millionaire.
Well, he can't.
Why can't he?
I don't know.
If he got caught, he could probably tell his wife or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Or a friend.
Dude.
God, but then you have to trust
somebody. I'd be nervous to do that.
I almost want to look into it.
If you can bet on what episode somebody's going to die?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Because I'm telling you, that's probably the 100% reason why they make you sign those kind of agreements.
Or just because they don't want fans to know what's going to happen.
Bet your life savings on it, David, because Kelly knows for sure it's true.
Betting my life savings?
Life savings.
No, 75%. That way you still have 25% in case something happens.
So he still has $25 left.
Right.
Here, let me
bet 75.
What are you looking at?
Where do you go to bet? Where do you go to gamble?
TheWalkingDeadBet.com.
I'm not a criminal.
You are a criminal.
It's
you're betting.
It's legal now in the U.S.
It's not legal in Arkansas.
So?
It's not legal in Jonesboro.
I'm just looking up odds anyway. I'm not betting on anything.
Anyway, that was really cool.
That is cool if it's legit. Did he look like he would be legit? Is he an actor?
He kind of does some acting, but like they take extras in all the time. He said that there's like a waiting line. Like you can go up there at any day that they're shooting, and they'll just pick people to be extras.
Really?
Yeah.
That's neat.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do that.
And he's about to be an extra in Stranger Things as well. There's a lot of stuff that's filmed in Atlanta.
Really?
Yep. And with The Walking Dead, you can go and you can tour. We just didn't have time yesterday, but you can go and you can tour different places they've been on the show, different places that you can go in and eat, and they have maps you can follow. And
food. Mm-hmm. Did you eat good food while you were there?
No, we never left the hotel.
Dang, man. So it was really like you were there, but you weren't really there.
Yeah, I worked.
It was like when we do the GFW things and we get to a town just in time to go to the venue and go to the hotel, and then it's over.
And they have a nice place to eat there, but it's kind of the same stuff and all that. And we had the best part was we were with a bunch of our martial arts family friends, and we had a good time with them, but we were all working, you know?
So did you have room service, or what did you eat? Just venue food inside the venue?
Venue food. They had, nothing wonderful. Nothing.
I so wanted to get something different in Little Rock because on my way back, I left on Friday, probably about 11 o'clock, right? And I'm going through, it's lunch, I'm starving. And I stop at the McCain Mall exit, and I go down and I find a place, George's Euros. Have you ever had it, David? It's by McCain Mall.
I need a Euro.
I don't think so.
Okay, so I'm looking at this, and they're real. Like, I love them, but I only get them in Nashville, and I never pay attention to how much they cost.
I used to think it was gyro.
So I was looking for a gyro. I went to the website of the place, and it was a little pricey, so I didn't go in.
Really?
You've got to start living more.
It was like $10.50 for a euro.
Try it. You're not going to do it every day.
So instead, since I didn't do that,
you went through McDonald's.
Close.
Wendy's.
Yes.
And you got a double. You got a double with cheese.
Yeah. How do you know this stuff?
I don't know. I could just guess.
You his freaking wife.
Dude, I'm telling you. I think she knows more about me than my wife.
It's kind of weird.
La, la, la.
She sent me a love song.
I know.
When you talk about that,
read
I thought,
the text
whoa.
I even sent
nope,
him.
No, delete it.
No, it's basically says you and Leslie.
David. Dave,
yes.
Find
the
lyrics to that Dan and Shay song, and I want you to read them to me. This is what Kelly sent to me.
Okay, what's the song called again, Dan and Shay?
What's it called?
Keeping Score.
Keeping Score.
Keeping Score.
She said,
I was listening. I listened
she said,
to
hey,
it.
Hey, honey, you need to listen.
Hey, honey, yeah. Number one, I don't call anybody honey.
Hey,
the song, when I heard it, I like listened to it first and I was like, that's really cool. And I love the harmonies because Kelly Clarkson and Dan and Shay are an unbelievable harmony in that song.
Okay, yeah. I have the lyrics. Here is what Kelly sent to Brandon.
She sent this to me.
Oh my gosh.
Someday we're going to look back on a night like tonight. Off to a weird start.
It is, dude.
The car I pulled up in, the necklace you're wearing won't even cross our mind.
Talking about his cross necklace that he wears.
Exactly. Someday we're going to blink twice, say it happens like that. How much money we saved up for the time that we gave up. Well, it's...
Have you ever read before?
It'll all just be... I don't know what the hell that's talking about. I know
this
I'm
is your first day.
And you remember what... I didn't send it today.
I know I'm only human. Don't know how many sunsets I got left.
That's a good one.
And I don't want to ruin this moment by wondering what comes next. I just want to love you like it's all I'm living for.
I'm telling you. Dude.
Hold you You're close, enjoy idiot. You more, and spend a little less time keeping Mm-mm. score. Holy crap.
I was so embarrassed. I blushed.
I hope you deleted it. Did your wife see that?
Oh, I can't.
This is exactly what it said. Oh my gosh, this song. You and Les need to have a couple of drinks tonight out by the pool and listen to this.
She's trying to get you drunk too.
There's more in it, but I was like, look up the lyrics. Dang. And I was just, because it's a really good life song.
She knows I'm emotional in this.
Yeah.
Did you cry when you heard it for the first time?
I listened to it this morning and I was like, that is a really sweet mm-hmm. song.
And you'll like it. I think that it's going to be one of those ones that grow on you.
Yeah. The more I listen to it, the more
it's kind of like one of those songs that reminds me of Rascal Flatts, the one that your mom talks about.
God Bless the Broken Road.
No
my wish.
Yeah, I think it's a lot like that. It's kind of like a life anthem.
Life is a highway.
Kind of gets you in your feet. Like, that's the one that my mom sent to me. Son, when I think of you, I think of the song "Life Is a Highway" from Cars.
Life is a highway.
That's weird. And I want to ride it.
How was your Father's Day?
Dude, I got the greatest gift. And it's one of those, I told her, like, her gift giving has gotten better as time has gone on. Because I think, like, as I get older, I become a little more predictable. And then I don't buy as much for me. So when I say, oh, that sounds cool. So for my birthday, she bought me these wireless headphones. Mm-hmm. And the workouts, great. I use them every day. The other thing that she bought me was an air fryer. The big giant air fryer.
Oh, yeah.
And dude, if you guys have never tried it or looked into them, it's so cool. Because like you can go and you can get a chicken breast and put a little bit of breadcrumbs on there. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, you go over to chicken and then it cooks it in there. It takes all the grease out of it, but it's still tender.
Wow.
Hmm. Right? But it tastes like it's crispy on the outside.
That's cool.
So it's like it's been fried, but there's no oil. And there's none of the grease and all that kind of stuff. There's a little pan all that drips into. So the first thing I made was, what did I do first? Chicken wings. I bought frozen chicken, threw them in there, and bam, they turned out perfect. They were crispy, but they weren't all, you know, like.
Did you put like seasonings and stuff in there?
Well, I whipped up my own sauce.
Nice.
My wing sauce.
Okay. Well, what all was it?
My wing sauce?
Mm-hmm.
It's butter and Frank's Red Hot and pepper and garlic.
That's what we do.
It's good.
So
and then I did cheese sticks, and then I did this awesome stromboli last night. So I took the pizza bread crust, and it's a little bit of tomato sauce. It's a ton of mozzarella, a ton of cheddar, and then I put some, what do you call it?
Ham?
Sausage and pepperoni, and then I folded it over, and I put it in my air fryer for 15 minutes. That thing was perfect on the outside, still nice and soft on the inside as far as the dough. The cheese is melted together perfectly.
Is it hard to clean up, or you just kind of... like pull it out and then clean out the...
That's all you do.
Hmm.
And you put it right back.
So, and it's a lot more healthy, too,
it's a lot
right?
more... I mean, you can make food that's probably not healthy, but you can do steaks in there, burgers. Like I did Kai's frozen chicken nuggets. Like you have those Tyson chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
And there's a divider. So like I put the fries in 5 minutes early and then I put the nuggets in the back half. Dang. And he ate every one of them.
What's
and he's not like that.
What's the difference between an air fryer and an Instapot?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
But
it
the Instapot
sounds a lot
is,
like that.
The Instapot's a little more soupy, right?
You can do anything in that.
Like what?
Everything that you're saying.
You can. Oh, I don't know then. Well, let's look it up.
I thought that was more of a crock pot type of thing.
That's what I thought.
But it's like a 15, you know, you put like chicken breast in it or whatever, and it's done in 15 minutes.
What's the difference between an Instapot and an air fryer?
I heard Snoop Dogg's a big fan of the Instapot.
Air fryer heats food with hot air, uses minimum oil to cook, but gives you a fried food texture.
That's cool, man.
It's a healthier alternative to frying your foods while still
that
supplying
might be good
the crunch.
For my kids.
I'm telling you. And if you put a little bit of breadcrumbs on there, on like fresh chicken breasts, because I'll probably do that. Slice them kind of thin, a little bit of bread crust, throw them in there. It's going to make your own chicken fingers or whatever. And they're not going to have all the processed stuff because they weren't tried to, you know, they weren't stored in the freezer. And
stuff. Yeah. So if you get like, man, you can make a lot of healthy meals with that.
This is kind of what mine looks like. There's different versions of it, but.
Is it real big?
It's pretty good size. The one she bought me, but she knew like because I could do whole turkeys and chickens in there.
Yeah, so it's definitely worth the investment though.
Oh, I think so. Yeah. So this the Instapot is the most popular kitchen appliance on the market, and for good reason. You can cook eggs, rice, use as a yogurt maker, saute, slow cook foods, keep your dishes warm, and more. It's a multi-purpose kitchen appliance that not only gives you tons of options, but also cooks the dishes a lot faster than traditional oven or stovetop. So it's a little bit different.
I've had one for a while, and I haven't even used it yet.
I want that too. I think I want both of them. Because like the thing about the air fryer is, again, it's frying your foods without the grease, basically.
The whole thing air gets so hot. For me, it's a learning curve. So like I need to get the book out. I need to go to YouTube and see how they do it. And, you know, because it's I think once you do it, it's great. But there's so many different types of things you can do in the Instapot.
Yeah, and they all have these cookbooks. Mm-hmm. To where, oh, if you have this, buy this cookbook, and it'll give you hundreds of options of things
Pinterest,
you can make.
Too. They're all over Pinterest.
Ooh, that's true. Mm-hmm. So did I show you all the picture of my stromboli?
I think you did. Looked really good to me.
So I'm gonna forward it to you so you can actually open it.
With all the cheese oozing out.
And then like fresh sausage and pepperoni. Dude, it was really, really good.
That's pretty awesome.
And for Kai to go in, like a lot of times if you do fries in the oven, you know how they don't get real crispy?
Yeah, they're kind of greasy and they're nasty.
Soggy.
Yeah. His fries turned out crispy like they were cooked at a restaurant.
Really?
So crazy.
And I'm telling you, I would rather have this stromboli for the pizza flavor than to have to go out and buy pizza.
Wow.
It's that good. And I probably cooked the outside of that bread a little bit too long, but we put a dusting of egg and butter over the top of it.
Okay, pulling it up right now.
Oh, do you use what do you use for your breadcrumbs?
Breadcrumbs?
No, I know, but how do you do them? Do you buy them pre-done? Because you can buy that.
I buy them pre-done.
Like the cracker breadcrumbs?
I don't know. Whatever's in the pantry. The only thing I'm worried about with the breadcrumbs is carbs. I don't know that I want to, you know, like if I do too much with that, there might be too many carbs.
I love the.
I've seen people do like not fried chicken, but fried chicken with cauliflower. Like the cauliflower is basically the. Some kind of mix that they use. Maybe it's egg and cauliflower, and that'd make it crunchy or something.
I need to figure that out. Let me send you guys. And this cake never looks as good.
Did you do your bundt cake again?
I did it because my mom loves
it. Your chocolate chip one?
And it doesn't look as good on the outside because it looks like just a bundt cake. But I'm telling you, when you open that thing and it's all soft and the chocolate chips are kind of melted on the
stromboli
inside.
Stromboli looks really good.
That stromboli was amazing.
Looks real meaty.
It was meaty. Thank you.
I don't think you should tell people thank you.
Looks meaty?
Yeah.
What?
I think you want to look meaty.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. I make one of those, too.
Oh, dude, that looks good. I'm coming over to
your. Do you put anything
house.
On the top of it, like powdered sugar or like chocolate?
It's so sweet, you don't need it.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we hope you guys have a great day. We're going to go ahead and do other stuff today. Hope you guys have a great one. We'll talk to you back here tomorrow.